traveling Zimbabwe, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kips Dube, and this is Live Talk.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Friday, June the 4th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the Bulawayo Arts Festival, the importance of statues of national heroes, and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, over 680,000 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in phase 2, and at least 264,000 have received their second dose.
The ministry reports that almost 40,000 people have contracted COVID-19 since March last year. 36,680 have recovered, and 1,604 have succumbed to COVID-19.
And being Friday, we are going into the arts. President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday officially opened the Bulawayo Arts Festival. Here is what he had to say.
Music, crafts, design, symbols, and names of key infrastructure must not only project our history, our rich history, but also promote the present development efforts, as well as showcase our future aspirations. I exhort all stakeholders to facilitate the growth of the creative cultural industries through providing a conducive and affordable environment for doing business. Distinguished guests, I commend the concerted efforts being made towards promoting the arts and tourism industries in the city of Bulawayo. The concept of 7 keys under the United Cities and Local Government Initiative provide immense possibilities. These must inform the implementation of the city's development programs and projects for the economic benefit of people and the province. The theme of the 2021 Bulawayo Arts Festival conference, and I quote, enhancing local government participation in cultural governance, and of course, speaks to the spirit of collaboration and teamwork. The involvement of local authorities in the systems of governance for culture, preservation and promotion of cultural heritage sites remains a priority. I therefore call upon local authorities to continue naming places and recommending buildings for the confirming of monument status in conformity with our country's cultural heritage and history.
Lo ke Marvelous umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuluma ke ngakhona okuthiwa ke yiBulawayo Arts Festival. Umcimbi lo ke wenziwa mnyaka yonke kuBulawayo, ukhanya ngumcimbi omkhulu kakhulu. So lo nyaka bathaba ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhambile khona ngale waya ukuthi hayi umcimbi lo umcimbi oqakathekileyo kakhulu. Kwezethu ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu basekele ama-artists wonke, abahlabeleli, abagidayo, abalingisi labo bonke, ukwezethi labo baphumelele njalo ilizwe liphumelele. Uthi lokhu ke kungabhusta i-tourism yamadolobho, njalo kubhuste i-tourism yelizwe leZimbabwe. So ke Marvelous lapho uyatsho ukuthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kusekelwe ama-artists.
Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk icho tiri kukupai ndiri kumba ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye nemusi wechishanu June 4, 2021. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zvakawanda tine gango semusi wechishanu kudai. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda kuBulawayo uko takaona kuine mitambo yeBulawayo Arts Festival yakawanikwa ichiparurwa ichivhurwa zviri pamutemo nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa makoshero akaita mitambo yakadai uyezve kuti zvinhu zvakadai sezvivezwa mastatue tinoona kuHarare kuna mbuya nehanda vachangobva kuparurwa vari muHarare pari zvino kuBulawayo kune mamwe mastatue ariko zvakakosha sei izvozvo mitambo yakakosha sei vanoita mitambo vakakosha sei nyanya panguva ino yeCovid-19 tinoziva kuti vazhinji vanga vakavharirwa nemalockdown asi takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vachivhura ivo Bulawayo Arts Festival.
Yes, marvelous. And there were so many artists performing at the event, and one of them is Noma Tabusanga Nkwali Nkwananzi. She sings a lot, and let's just listen to how she did it on the stage. And here we are. It's good to see the president dancing there, you know, to this tune, Halala Lozike, by Noma Tabusanga Nkwali Nkwananzi. So the president was going like, you know, his usual dance, you know. So, and then Opa Mchunguri also was dancing there. She's a very top government official, and the vice president, Constantino Chiwenga, was also dancing, and everyone else in that room was also dancing. Isn't it lovely, marvelous?
Yes, apo tanga tiri kuona muimbi anga ari iye pachitiko changa chiri kuitika kuBulawayo Arts Festival. Apo vakawanikwa vachiimba tikaona makurukota emuhurumende uyezve nemutungamiri wenyika vachitamba vari pachitiko ichochi cheBulawayo Arts Festival.
Yes, so we also saw many people that were at the event actually showing signs of happiness and all those kind of things. And Ezra Chisaspanda spoke with the city mayor, Solomon Mukoni, culture permanent secretary, Dr. Thokozile Chitepo, arts council director, Nicholas Moyo, Bulawayo Arts Festival convener, Simon Mambazo Piri, and Josh Minyapimbi of Nimbe Trust. So let's hear what they were saying about this event.
It's so
yeah.
Now it's a food festival, international scene.
Right.
I went to abadala bethakazelela zisiba yi-national programs that has been scaled up.
It went very well. We, as a ministry, we are absolutely pleased. The best part of this Bulawayo Arts Fair, Arts Festival, is the collaboration between the local authority, between the artists, between the different organizations, and that just makes you feel that everybody is a part of it. And then the winner is the people of Bulawayo, the tourism, the economy, the artists themselves, and so all of us are winners, and it boosts the image of the country. So we are all winners, and we are very happy. Very happy.
Thank you very much. It looks like it's going to continue again next year.
Every year, government has committed.
Yes. This man, we give credit to him. He worked very hard.
Yes. He worked very hard with his organization and building the partnership to ensure that the local authorities get involved on board on with culture and governance. Mm. And we hope that, mostly that the Minister of Local Government played a big role so that he can also assist in sending the message out that local authorities have a very important role in ensuring the promotion of culture. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think that kutshengisa umsebenzi oyenziweyo esibona lapha yi-output ye-lot of work that has been put by abantu bakobulawayo. I-creative team yakobulawayo always they outdo themselves. Setup, sound, i-art yangkona ekadikhona, and the general management of the function. I think we sibonga Bulawayo Arts Festival nama partners are the city council, the artistic director, creative directors, and the artists. I think throughout the day sibonile lokhu, it was just keeping seven that sibone throughout the day.
Right.
And mina I say Bulawayo alala ala.
Amen. So we are continue local and next year we are going to go to Pambini. You know that we call it the Kakuru. You director the last council. We are going to director the whole thing. He play as festival. Umambazo Saman Prisule gave one wagi. Don't you seven villa?
Kuza megele chisa. Kufunakalayo kubano Bulawayo bamba ngendlela abambene ngayo. Laba zemchichimba bama athi sichela abakhokheli ingqoka ngendlela esibachile. Ngoba ukuthi abasikhokhelayo babona into ezenzakalayo. Kufanele bananzele ukubana i-industry yama arts isiredi ukuthi ivuleke. Ngoba laba abantwana babona esiteji abantu bonke abasenza bayalamba. Kufanele u-COVID siyalubona kodwa nathi njenge-commercial industry I think so kufanele nathi sisebenze in the framework and thought of Bulawayo uredi.
Dr. Stepuka could have been coming out interview, but Tabacolo detail is lengthy, but to Pams of Law, Pams of Zimbabwe. So, into lay is a cousin vest.
I think it is very good. Sichang and Coco, Tina Sweden Compo, no one now coming up over. We are taught these ways of life from a young age. You start for everything. And even when a Lamali, dry, jobless, corrupted, they can call it whatever they want to call this country. Into the injuries, it's possible, and the energy of life. Because we are over in a culture of interest. Also, the Namstand about cocaine.
It shows that a lot of work has been put into it, and we like to assure all those who identify with Bulawayo and are proud of its arts, culture and heritage that next year it will even be bigger than what we have experienced this year.
So, marvelous, we heard from the mayor of Bulawayo, that is Mr. Solomon Mukuni. Then we had Nicholas Moyo, the director of the National Arts Council. Ezra Chisa also spoke to Simon Mambazo Piri. He's one big artist, you know, based in Bulawayo, and is the convener of the Bulawayo Arts Festival. And then we had Dr. Thokozile Chitepo. She's the daughter of Victoria Chitepo, the late nationalist. And then she's the permanent secretary of the Minister of Culture. And then we had Josh Nyapimbi, of Nimbe Trust. So these guys are saying it's a very good event and it's bound to promote a lot of tourism and all those kind of things.
Wakataura zvakare na Culture Permanent Secretary Dr. Tokozile Achitepo, Arts Council Director Nicholas Moyo, ne Bulawayo Arts Festival, vakaronga chitwe ichiva Simon Mambazo Piri, wakataura zvakare na Josh Nyapimbi we Nimbe Trust, ndivamo vanga vari pa watingati occasion iyoyi. Saka ndozvatanga tiri kunzwa apo vachitaura ivo kuti chiitiko chakadai chinobatsira kuitira kuti nyika izowanawo vanoshanya vanobva kunze kwenyika uyezve varimowo muZimbabwe imomo vanoitawo zvemitambo vachiwanikwawo vachionekerwa zvavari kuita. Saka ndozvatanga tiri kunzwa apo mutori wedu wenhau achitaura nevamwe vanyarikani vanga vari pachiitiko ichi cheBulawayo Arts Festival.
Kunjalo ke siyabona kuti kula vantu vanenge vakati bekhuluma lo Ezra Chisa Spanda bekhuluma ngakho konke khonokho ke oma-artist aperforma khona ngale kuBulawayo Arts Festival lokuthi kumele kwenziweni ngomnyaka ozayo babona ngazani kuyabe kumcimbi ozaphumelela umcimbi ozaba omuhle. Sesimeleleke ukuthi abantu esibaceleyo ukuthi babuye lapha bangene kuhlelo. And one of our guests is in right now, marvelous, and that is Mr. Regis Charumbira. He's based in Canada and you know, his party is ZANU-PF, obviously. So, as usual, he's always happy to grace this kind of discussion. So, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
So, Sister Marvelous and Brother Gibbs, thank you for welcoming me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So, yeah, so you are seeing here, you know, the president was in Bulawayo. He was talking about arts, you know, like artists need to be promoted and there's need to even erect statues like the statue of Lozi K, which is being, you know, promoted. And then we know there was a statue of Gwanehanda that was erected in Harare and all these kind of cultural things. So he says, at the end of the day, this promotes tourism. So there you are. What's your take on all this?
Thank you, Brother Gibbs. I think our president, when he assumed the presidency, he was pushing on the women agenda. He was pushing for equal representation of women and men. I think for so long in our history, we see that women have been always behind. Women have been taken as subjects, just taking care of children, and on the front rows, on the front political rows, is always men. Even in the war, it was always men. But when we look back in the day, we see that there are prominent women who took part and who made big changes in the liberation of our people. Even since about the 1880s, we see that Lobengula's favorite wife, Lozi K, she played a part during that time. So I think the president is just trying to continue uplifting women who have been silenced, women, those who have left, who were heroes, but they've never been recognized. He did not want to just only end up with Mbeanehanda. He wanted also to continue, because we know that the Ndebele uprising started long way back with Zilika Zee left it to his son, Molo Bengula, and we know all those that played draw. As you know, you remember the battle that was fought in, I think it was fought in Binga. Is it Binga or in Wange, somewhere there in Matabeleland, when Alan Wilson was defeated. And that was the beginning of showing signs of freedom to our revolutionary comrades. Back then, it was the Ndebele, the Shona uprising, fighting the colonial powers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous.
I want to get simple. We are going to talk about zvatiri kuona zviri kuitwa pari zvino. Nekuti vamwe vari kuti kodai mari iyi iri kuitwa zvivakwa yatorwa yagadzirisa zvipatara nezvimwewo hazvisimo muzvipatara zvikwanisiro.
Right. Zviri kuitika ndozvokuti dzimwe mari idzi kwadzinenge dzichibva totarisakana kuti Mbeanehanda statue yakavakwa nemauto eZimbabwe. Zimbabwe Defence Force yakaona because tichitarisa vakarwa varwi vehondo vakatorawo mari dzakabva muhomwe dzavo dzavanenge vachiita outsource dzisinei negovernment vakakwanisa kuti vaitewo partner negovernment vaone our heroes who departed after leaving a mark into our history. Definitely we know that there's a lot that needs to be done in our country. But as you know, that all these things were supposed to be done many years ago, but they have not been done. So, and we know that the president has a portfolio. He has, in his briefcase, there are assignments that he is supposed to accomplish one by one. And we will get there. I think so far the achievements that we see on the ground is quite immense. And for the statues, I'm sure we cannot continue to just be doing the roads and all that and all other things. We also need to attract tourism. We know people go to Matopos to just watch the grave of Sisu John Rhodes and all his men there. But what about our own people? We know that Lobengula used to live in Matopos and his wife Los K. So why can't we also erect a statue for our for the biggest queen we had in the history of our country? So as you know, Los K was more prominent and more senior than Mbuya Nyanda. So I think we need to have statues of our own. If you go to UK, you see statues of Winston Churchill, and if you go to United States, statues of Abraham Lincoln. Why not our own revolutionary comrades? So I know the president is going to get there. I think as far as hospitals are concerned, those that actually can give you good report. If you look at Mpilo Hospital, I saw it by myself. I also donated some stuff there. The hospital is looking better as far as the hospital itself, apart from the fire that the president already assured that he is going to restore that dormitory where our nurses are living. So I think things are coming up. Even if you look at the Harare Hospital, I didn't go there, but I have people who went there. I've seen pictures. There was very perfect renovations that are being done there. So I think our government is doing whatever in their capacity to revive the infrastructure and the economy of our country little by little, day by day. I think we just need to be patient with the government, but I think they are doing the best they can. If you looking back 10, 20 years ago, we did not have all what we have right now. We are not seeing a lot of things that we see right now. I know, for example, in Matabeleland, the Gwai River is almost done. The bridge is done. The river is done. So the problem of water, it is going to be quenched. So I think there's a lot that is happening, and I think it will be good. Of course, we need even civil society. We need even the opposition to continue to point out where they see a lack. Because for the government to do better, they need somebody or another organization to be pointing out where the things are missing. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If you can just say briefly in Shona.
Yeah, just a few minutes. Just a few minutes.
Ndorango tenda kuti, yes, President Vedu, vari kutraya kuita zvinhu zvese zvakanga zvisingakwanisikitwa munyika medu. Chota saka chasa development yavakauya vachiita patenya yavo. Tikatarisa even mama hospital, ndakaenda kuMpilo Hospital ini, ndikatosiyawo ndadhonetawo zvimwe zvandakadhoneta ikoko. Ndakaona kuti Mpilo Hospital yasiyana nezvayanga yakaita a year ago. Iko zvino unopindawo muhospital uchinyatsa kufara uchitoona kuti hospital yakachena. Furniture irikiswa new one, mabeds emapatients arikiswa manew one. Ndakanzwa the same kuHarare Hospital. Hospital irikuitwa marenovations akanaka. Zvinhu zviri kuchinja little by little. Saka tinotenda kuti president vari kuitawo zvavari kukwanisa neavailability yemafunds anenge aripo mugovernment. Zvikuru sei takaaffecta nenyaya yemasanctions. But iko zvino taakukwanisa kushanda regardless nenyaya yemasanctions iwawo aripo. Saka ndiri kuti ini kuita statue dzimwe dzichaitiwa hazvikonesi kuti mahospitals edu, mishonga yedu irambe ichikwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa mumahospital. As we are talking now, president imwe consignment vaccine iri kutouya muZimbabwe. Saka vanhu vedu vanofanira kuva patient because vaccine inobva yanga yapera, but imwe consignment iri kutouya vaccine. Saka tiri kuona kuti government iri kuita zvairi kukwanisa nepainogona napo kuti upenyu hwevanhu huvanduruke muZimbabwe. Ndatenda.
Thank you very much. Now let's bring in Mr. Ibusani Mbusontini on these issues concerning statues and all these kind of things. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir. No, very fine. So tell us a bit about what you think about these kind of arts festivals vis-a-vis, you know, the issue of statues. Because we hear the government is planning to promote the statue of Queen Lozikeyi. But there are some people that are complaining, bitterly, saying, no, you should have started with Zilikazi going down instead of starting with Queen Lozikeyi. Go ahead, sir.
I think the issue of statues, I think it's a good thing for our history. But where we tend to differ is how these things are done. And, you know, today is there like a framework to say we're going to start with Zilika, we go to Lobdengula, then we go to Lozikeyi, we go to Mbuyaneranda. I think that's where issues are. A lot of things are done through the political lens. A lot of these things are done because our politicians have a motive. Because how can you recognize Lozikeyi before you recognize Lobdengula? To me, that just baffles my mind. But I think in terms of the statues, it is very important for them to be there so that we can keep our history. And in addition to statues, I think, you know, these things need to be written in books as well. But what is important to me personally is the timing and the priorities that we put in these things. When you look at our country, Zimbabwe, right now, there's a lot of things that are not going well. I hear my friend from ZANU talking about how Mpilo Hospital is top class or is better than what it was 20 years ago. We know people that go to Mpilo trying to get treatment today. They cannot get any treatment. So I'm not sure which Mpilo Hospital he's talking about, but we'll leave that for another day. But to me, I think timing is the most important thing. There are many other top priority things that need to be done before we talk about these many statues. But I think even if we talk about statues, let's have something in the open. Have all the stakeholders, involved in saying which statue should be put where. Our government should not be the one just doing this on their own. I think that's what I have. But in terms of like the arts festival that happened in Bulawayo, I think it was a good thing. But we know there was COVID, so I don't know how much attendance they got. So, but it was a good thing, and hopefully they'll keep doing it every year going forward.
Yes, we really understand you. So, hold on there. What's the Kubaba Ukwabalanda Mate? Nkululeko Mate, ngena kona. Mate, we are still about. No, no, ngena kona. Bona zanige ifoni yake ibanjwa umchivila. Singa suka hambenjani. Smize Ubaba Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi. Wawumlalazi, ngena kuhlelo ba.
Yebo, siyabingelela Sister Marvelous no Butik Dukes.
Yebo ba. Yes, so masikhangeleke khonoko kwezi-statue leBulawayo Festival, ukubona njani konke lokho?
Ngibona ngani mina isibantu nje thina abantu bamnyama kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi sikhumbule amasiko ethu. Ngibona ngani it's a blessing seeing abantu bamnyama, especially from my motherland Zimbabwe, abantu bebuye coming together to celebrate bephakamisa amagama endlovukazi efana nendlovukazi ugogo Lozikeyi. Into enhle kakhulu yona leyo ukuthi bayiphakamise ngoba ungananzelela thina abantu bamnyama kakhulu yikho la sidabuka khona imvelo yethu ilapho, because you remember Baba Dube khona manje now historically abantu bamnyama we were not refer to ourselves as coming from tribes but from a clan. A clan will mean, for instance, I'll put in an example with Mutwaga today. People, majority of people, they will think Mutwa is a person. While it's a clan. A clan in area will compare with certain of other clans, neighborhoods, for instance, Makalang, Amandebele, and Amashona included. So ma apartheid coming together blawai kuna pana kuyavusela sibone ukakathika ukuba akubambana kwabantu bamnyama yinto enkulu nje ukubambana kwabantu bamnyama so nami yaphakamisela isandla ngithi into enhle kakhulu ukuthi ugogo noskay makasukunyiswe naye igama lakhe whether it's going to cost money or whatever it is but into important yilaphi yabantu kubalulekile khonokho ngibona ngani kuqakathekile and abantu bakithi mabajabulele ukuthi uNkulunkulu asinikeze ilizwe elakithi elabantu bamnyama into enhle kakhulu leyo babantu.
Yes, I was our colleague, Stella Valipatan Yako, marvelous. We also have Mr. Innocent Ndibali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibson, and how are you to your viewers?
We are really good, and you?
I'm fine, and how are you, Sister Marvelous?
I'm good, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm enjoying Zimbabwe. It's quite cold, but sunny at times, yeah.
Oh, you're in Zimbabwe this time?
Yes, back home, yes.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about what are you seeing in terms of COVID-19 comparing to when you're in the UK?
To be honest, I have not come across anyone who suffered from COVID, problems. And I'm now aware, yesterday I was in Gwanda, the other day I was in Kai, the other day I was in Kesi. So I have not come across a case involving COVID as of yet. I must say that Zimbabwe seems to be in control. And I want to say that the huge difference between Europe and Zimbabwe and Africa in particular in terms of the COVID as a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Then when we talk about, events like the Bulawayo Arts Festival and statues and all these things, because we understand that the government wants the country to actually erect the statue of Queen Lozikeyi. What's your view on these statues?
It is quite a significant move from the government, vision, really, because, look, we are Africans, and we are black people, and we must accept the significance of those who were once among us. We have contributed immensely to our communities. I am aware that the statue that was erected in Mbuyane, and I'm aware that there are moves to erect the statue for Umama Lozikeyi. And I believe that those are welcome moves, and it should not be the worshiping statues, but we are.
I think your network is cutting. Your network is cutting off. You just shift to a position maybe where we can actually have some clearer reception. In the meantime, let's go to Charumbira. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Vandimbande tinogara kutaura navo vari ku Britain saka ndavafunza nchitini kwakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko reCOVID-19 vakati ivo parizvino havasati vasangana nemunhu akawanikwa iye achibatwa nedenda iro riri pavashanya kuZimbabwe vazodzoka zvakare vachitaura pamusoro pezvivakwa vachiti ivo zvakakosha kuti zvivakwa izvi zviitwe kuitira kuti vamwe vemangwana vazowanikwawo vachiziva zvakaitika mune yatingati iya history. Saka ndo zvavanga vari kutaura regai timbonzwa kuna vacharumbira. Saka vacharumbira tombootarisawo zvimwe zvivakwa zvamataura imi kuti zvindange zviri kuiswa munyika. Mukuru mungazi here kuti zvimwe ndezvipi?
Zvandinoziva ndezvekuti I think kana muchitaura zita rokuti Mbuyane Hunter hatigoni kuritaura tisingatauri partner yavo kana kuti vamwe vavo vanonzi Sekuru Kaguyi. Munhu wese anoziva Mbuyane Hunter anoziva kuti kwangoti Mbuyane Hunter ototi naSekuru Kaguyi. But tiri kuona kuti Sekuru Kaguyi statue yavo haisati yaiswa. Tiri kuona isi pa airport yedu yokuZimbabwe yekuHarare. Vamugabe varipo pa statue. Vakato commissiona statue yavo vasati vafa. Saka tiri kuona kuti president vedu varikuti nokuti nyika yedu even kamukatarisa iyo ZANU PF yacho kuti yakavakwa sei. yakavakwa nemazipura nemazanla. Saka tinoona kuti kune there is always going to be the Shonas and then the Veles in the politics of our country, because we are all children of the same of one person. I myself, my great grandfather was a brother to Mzilikas, but we moved to Mashingo way back. So you can see that we cannot separate the issue between the Shonas and the Ndebeles in Zimbabwe. So when whatever we do in Mashonaland or in Mashingo province, that we have to do the same in Matabeleland, regardless. And this is what the president had commissioned, that he is going to be making sure that whatever he does, it benefits Zimbabweans, especially between Matabeleland and the rest of Zimbabwe. Matabeleland has been always left out. So now we see that our queen, our biggest queen, Lozikas, is going to be erected. A statue is going to be erected. The statue of Lobengula is going to come. The statue of Mzilikazi is going to come. The statue of Sekuru Kaguvi is going to come. There are many statues that are going to come in almost every province. I heard that there are statues for Sekuru Tangwena that are going to come in the future. They are going to be placed in Manicaland there. So you would see that wherever you go in our country, you would see statues all over every important park, every important mountain where wars were fought. There is going to be a statue. So we start somewhere as we go down. So I think, to be honest with you, what I think, zvandinofunga ndo zvokuti president vedu zvavari kuita, zvinhu zvokuti kune dzimwe nyika taichongozvishuviravo, kuti ukaenda kunyika yakati unoona kune statue ikoko, ukaenda kunyika yakati unoona kune statue ikoko. Imi munoti zvazvakanaka here kuti isu toita statue ya sisi John Rhodes, kuCongo vanoita statue ya King Leopold, vanhu ava ndo vakakonzera genocide to our people, but tinoramba tine ma statues avo munyika medu. Now ndozvino zvimwe zvikonzero zvakataugwa nemasvikiro akataura muZimbabwe, kana mukasaerectwa mastatues evakakuudzai kuti fambai makadai ita sezvizvi kuti muhwine hondo yechimurenga, hamufi makaita prosperity in that country. Saka tiri kuona kuti president vedu munhu anotevedzera chivanhu. I think ndiri ipapo, let me say this. Zimbabwe is a most traditional country in the world. If you look at the history of our country, it is all formulated from our forefathers. It is formulated from the spirit mediums. And now I know we are worshipping God. We've been always worshipping God in a different way, but the same God. And that's the same God who helped us to achieve independence. So now, if we don't honor those that were directing our soldiers to move, even if you look at Joshua Mkwabu Kongomo, Father Zimbabwe, he used to move with a cane in his hand. Did anyone ask him what was in that? Where did he get that cane? Why was he always having it? It is because that was something that was directing him on the path to independence. And we did achieve our independence. And now we need to return to our heritages. We need to return to our traditions and our cultures for our country and people to have prosperity. So I think now the door to prosperity has been opened. We as Zimbabweans, as citizens, let's rally behind the government. Let's not talk about the party. Let's rally behind the government, because they are now directing us to where we were supposed to be directed many years ago. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And stay there on the line. We are coming back to you. And maybe we can take a two-minute break and see exactly what is happening in Bulawayo there, where there are several artists performing. Some are even singing about King Lobengula. Some are singing about Queen Lozike and other kings and queens. So there you are. Let's listen to this piece.
Oh, yeah.
We thank Ezra Chizaspanda for this kind of production. You know, he was right there in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo, where everything was taking place yesterday. And we saw the president actually addressing people there at the festival. This is a very big festival, marvelous. Abantu bazigidela, bazikholisela, bayenza konke nje onganikuchiyene. Yeah, kunjalo marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kugungano reBulawayo Arts Festival apo taona mutungamiri wenyika nevamwe vachiwanikwa ivo vachitamba pachiitiko ichi. Taona vaimbi vanga varipo vari kuratidzawo unyanzvi hwavo, tikaona vamwe vanoita zvepoetry neprose vachiwanikwawo vachiratidza unyanzvi hwavo. Asi zvanga zviri kunyatsoratidza kuti vakarongeka vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachiita Gungano
Iri. Over to you, Gibbs. Yes, so, Masantini, I think you have been following the Bulawayo Arts Festival and some of these festivals, and they appear to be very rich in culture. And what do you think maybe is the way forward going into the future in terms of, you know, crafting some of these statues, one, and secondly, promoting the arts in English and Ndebele?
How are you, Mr. Duba? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In my opinion, I think arts should play a big role in society. You know, arts does preserve our cultures. And, you know, when it comes to things like statues, I think, you know, we have to definitely make sure that we involve a certain, should I say, many stakeholders. And the artists definitely are one of the groups that should be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to go to the chiefs, as in Duna, and, you know, the government. And, you know, the regular people, me and you, can also take part. Especially when you look at, you know, our country right now, financially, we are not doing well. So, you know, when it comes to things like statues, some people may question the timing of such things, as, you know, the living are not having a good life right now. Should we take care of the living first before we start doing the statues? So maybe the private sector or any other sponsors, people can help.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I organize a group, and we say we want to, you know, install Lobdi Angula statue. Working with the government, working with the chiefs, working with the community, I think we should be allowed to do such things. We should not wait for the government to do these things for us, especially when you know that the government, most of the time, politics may influence certain decisions. I think these things should be left to our communities. It should be left to the, you know, the custodians of our cultures
mm-hmm.
to say, do we need to name a certain street Laws K? Do we need to name a certain street Law Bengula or Mzilikas? I think those things should be left to the custodians of our cultures. And the artists, they are definitely advocates for our culture. We should promote the artists. As we talk right now, these artists that were out there within the Bulawayo Festival,
mm-hmm.
most of them, they are poor, you know. So we need to really take care of the artists to make sure that they can work full time, promote our culture locally and abroad. And then we have to look at our war veterans. We may be putting all these statues. I know Mbuyane understate was like 2.5 million rands.
Mm-hmm.
But we have like war veterans that living in poverty. So I think sometimes let's look at the living first, and hopefully after we address the issues of healthcare, the economy, and many other things, and all these other ills that are facing our community, then we can start thinking about statues. But when it comes to the statues, like I said earlier on, there should be a framework. It should not be like an ad hoc thing that, oh, today so-and-so feels like we need to erect this statue versus this one. There should be a framework where people are actually working with the custodians of our culture to say, in the next 10 years, we want to do ABCD, and the parliament should approve those projects.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you very much. And before maybe we bring Mr. Chalumbira Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, uyamuzwa lapho uthini uyakhuluma. Ungathi ngakukhuluma.
Yes, Mr. Dube, it's sweet lyrics to see and hear our people in Bulawayo singing and praising Lord and advocating for unity and peace is very important. And to me, those statues are necessary and important, but there are two statues that I think that are causing controversy in our country, and I think those two statues must go. Number one, this statue of Mugabe, I'll give my reasons as well. The statue of Robert Mugabe, I think it's not necessary in our country and has to go. And then the statue of that man in Matopo, Cecil Rhodes, it has to go. Because if you look at Robert Mugabe, he failed to unite and to bring peace and unity in our country. So now people are trying to bring back the people that had people at heart, people like Buyanianda and Lobengula and his missus. These people, they're united people, but all their efforts were destroyed by the white men called Rhodes and these people in Mugabe. So I think those two statues must go. But as black people, everything that we do as black people has always been spiritual. Moving forward, as people, number one, spiritually, they are the people who are giving us guidance.
Mm-hmm.
In Mali, and other things they can follow, but we need to have values. Meaning, we need to be proud of our land, and we need to be proud of our people that made who we are. So, Nina, is trying to rectify our mistakes. So, Nina, it is very necessary to have those statues, but it has to be done in Zela. We know them. These people are Jabanda Kong, Fawan Jaban. We know the significance here, Dalabanda, Lobengula, Ugo, those there. They are necessary and they are important. So moving forward, I think those people have to be recognized. Ulanjo, Numakusuta, is when like it's ever Ding Alaboban.
Yes, this is about Kulugi Valipataniak. Mablas, continue with the.
Vacharumbira munoona sei zvataurwa nevanyarikani vedu vachangobva kubva nokuti vari kutivo ko vanhu vapenyu vadii vambotanga varivo vari kupiwa ruremekedzo tisati taremekedza vanhu vakashaya.
Alright, ndinotenda on that one. I think pana mukoma vachangobva kutaura vanga vachitaura statue ya Robert Mugabe neya Cecil John Rhodes ndotanga na ipapo. I think vana mudhala wetu Robert Mugabe, he is now resting in peace. So I think he did what he did, my brother, and he didn't do what he couldn't do, and I disagreed with him in a lot of ways. I agreed with him in other things, but he's just umdala wedu, like Joshua Ngomo and others. So we just don't have to worry about that. That statue is not paying, the government is not paying money for that statue to be where it is. So I think it's better to just, don't worry about that. For Cecil John Rhodes, I think it's ideal to leave it there because it's good for our history. Our children will learn and know that this country was once colonized by an agent who was sent by the Queen of Queen Victoria of England, and also the British people and the other settlers who are now in the West, who also come and visit our country to see that. So I think whenever I go to Matopos, I see a lot of white people from Europe and all that. They come there to see that, and they are paying a lot of money. They are adding to our tourism, and I think we are now using that to make money. So we need, the tourism sector is benefiting a lot from that. And also even the statue of Robert Mugabe, people can travel from our other provinces to Harare. People travel from other provinces to Bulawayo to just go and take pictures with Umdala Wedu Mthabo Kongomo statue. So it's okay. We are where we are. It's better for us to move forward than to destroy whatever is there. It's actually benefiting our nation. There is another speaker who spoke before the last speaker, who was speaking about the citizens being consulted to erect statues and all that. I think I've never seen a country where citizens are actually allowed or given a priority to things like that. I've seen, that's why we have city council. That's why we have MPs. That's why we have the parliament. Those people, when we have views, we go to those people, and we don't agree with something, we go to those people. But those people, they do represent us. Even sometimes they make decisions before they even speak to us, because they've been elected to do that. That's the leeway they have. So I know the president is, if you looked at the function of electing the statue of Mbeane in Harare, I'm sure all of you saw chiefs were doing their tradition. And you should ask yourself, why is that there were no chiefs from Matabeleland? Why is that there were no chiefs from Manicaland and other provinces? It is because they took chiefs that were from the clan of Mbeane Handa to do their rituals, to do their traditions there. So you deserve to answer that the president or the government is working with the chiefs whenever things of culture are concerned. In Matabeleland right now, there is a lot of chiefs that are being consulted. And I've been told that some of the chiefs, or most of the chiefs, the consensus is that the chiefs wanted a local queen to be erected, a statue to be erected, because they went to the president and said, Mbeane Handa, we have been erected a statue. We also want also to recognize our queen, Matabeleland. So me, I'm like someone who comes from the chieftainship family. I know most of the things that are happening in most of our chiefs in Zimbabwe. And this is the information that I was given. So what I know is the demands that are coming from our people, the demands that are coming from our MPs, our councils, and our chiefs, those demands is what the president uses to formalize whatever is formalizing. Could be now the arts, for the arts festival. He was invited as an invited guest. But you see that Matabeleland, people in Bulawayo, they constituted that, they made sure that we have this function, we are going to prepare this function, and we are going to invite His Excellency to come and grace this function. And he did not refuse. So I think what I'm trying to say here is, we as citizens of our country, when we I think we might not have an experience with the president who we have now. We are trying to make him look like the one who was there before, who was not able to meet people freely.
And before you get there, Mr. Charumbira, let's get Mr. Ntini to react to what you are saying. We are remaining with Joseph. Mr. Ntini, chip in there.
Yes, I think Mr. Charumbira is cherry picking. I did not only say citizens. I talked about the chiefs. I talked about all the stakeholders. So when he talks about MPs and the councillors, who do they represent? They represent the citizens. So sometimes there has to be some consultations between the MPs, the councillors, with the community in general. That's where I am coming from when I say more people need to be consulted. And also there should be, like I said, a framework where we talk long-term goals. Not that because today RGM is in power, he's going to pick which, stage should be, put out there. And then Honorable E.D. comes in, he does the same thing. The next president does the same thing. As a community, as Zimbabweans, we should all, have a framework to say within the next 10, 20 years, we need to recognize these people. And I think consultation is most important. Whether you're consulting through the MPs or through the councillors, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much, Mr. Busani Musotini. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF, Mr. Busani Musotini, who is an independent political and social commentator, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is also a political and social commentator. Signing off and wishing you a good weekend. This is Kip Stube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.